The subject of this next discussion is the conduct of AA meetings. A recurring theme seems to be entering into recent discussions regarding the character of our AA meetings. As an old-timer of about 50 years in the program, I am frequently drawn into these discussions and asked what the meetings were like 50 years ago. There's no question but that the meetings have changed considerably, and in my opinion, not for the good of the program. In fact, I believe that if when I came into the program, the only meetings available were like most of the discussion meetings I've attended lately, I never would have made it. Thank God discussion meetings were not even thought of back then. The meetings were all speaker meetings, with most running an hour and a half with two or three speakers. At the outset, when Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob started the program of AA, the meetings were based on a couple of guys relating their experiences to another drunk. There was no discussion involved, and the only subject of the meeting was what booze had done to them and how they had succeeded in breaking the bondage of alcohol. In essence, those were speaker meetings, and the only subject was alcohol and what its abuse had done to the speakers. Today, AA is still described as, quote, Alcoholics Anonymous is an international fellowship of men and women who have had a drinking problem. A drinking problem, not an addiction or trouble getting along with spouses, neighbors, fellow employees, and so forth, or some other such problem. George E. Valiant, M.D., a trustee of the AA General Service Board, cautions, singleness of purpose is essential to the effective treatment of alcoholism. Bear that in mind. Singleness of purpose. Unless alcoholism is kept relentlessly in the foreground as our subject and topic at meetings, other unrelated issues will intrude and weaken the AA program's ability to help the alcoholic. By sharing these experiences with alcohol and describing the 12 steps, the alcoholic offers a way to develop a satisfying life without alcohol. The purpose of AA is to carry this message of recovery to the alcoholic. Repeat, the alcoholic seeking help. Almost every alcoholic treatment program tries to help the alcoholic maintain sobriety. Regardless of the road we follow, we're all headed for the same destination, recovery from the disease of alcoholism. Note the word disease. Back in the early 60s, the American Medical Association conducted tests and arrived at the conclusion that alcoholism is a disease, not an addiction or some character defect that creates a conflict with other people, but a disease. As such, it requires treatment, just like any disease. And the only treatment ever found to be successful is AA. True, the disease includes the other problems, such as addiction and character defects that give us an inability to live normal lives. But the disease of alcoholism goes far beyond those other problems. That is why it is essential to maintain that old, tried and true methods that have been successful in helping alcoholics in the past. It would seem to me that it would behoove the newer members to pay more attention to the old-timers. After all, the old-timers are the ones that have learned to live happily and successfully. It just might be wise to listen to them. The 12 steps and the basic principles of AA are essential, valuable tools for the drunk on the long journey back to a normal life. But they are not adequate by themselves alone. It requires successful people to provide real encouragement. In the beginning, my experience with AA found me surrounded by sober people with a no-nonsense approach to life and a faith and perseverance that was an inspiration. Their strength and positive energy inspired me to try to lift myself out of the miry clay in which I found myself immersed. No disgusting story about the antics of a drug dealer peddling illegal poison to young kids ever intruded into an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. A drunk doesn't understand that kind of activity, and certainly wouldn't benefit from it. And a discussion of someone's inability to get along with others would certainly not have any impact on me. That's a matter for a psychiatrist or a church official, and has no place in an AA meeting. But what those drunks did back many years ago did make a difference. Their stories were truly inspirational, and as an alcoholic, I could understand them and relate to them. Those old AA speaker meetings saved my life and were the basis of a whole new life for me, for which